Comedy Stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. One quarter hour chock full of mirth and melody, featuring that madcap mirthful fellow Frank Crummett with his Merry Melody Men, the Broadway Band. And for good measure, Broadway's and Vaudeville's soldier of fun and fortune, Johnny Burke. And may I add also that on this transcribed program, Frank presents as the heartthrob interest, that little singing heartbreaker, Gene O'Neill. Now, I give you Frank Crummett, who gives you music and merriment. And there you are.
Well, Don, gee, I gotta hand it to you. You certainly gave out on that introduction. And good people, this is Frankie Crummett giving out our choicest and our fanciest greetings to you all. First, in honor of our ex-doughboy, Johnny Burke, we have a bit of a military motif labeled The Toy Trumpet, one of our better masterpieces, which my Broadway band now swing into. Now, if my memory serves me right, and I can see you right, our schedule next calls for Jeannie O'Neill to sing A Serenade to the Stars. So here she is, bright as a penny, sweet as a rose, and as cute as, well, as only heaven knows. That wasn't very good, but at least I tried hard, Jeannie.
In the still of the night, I sing my refrain. Will I find the one that shines above, that will light up my way to love? A song is there at the start, and the words that I sing come right from my heart. No violins, no strumming guitars, just a serenade to the stars. Just a serenade to the stars.
Very nice, Jeannie. That was The Serenade to the Stars, sung by one of Broadway's brightest stars of song, our own little Jeannie O'Neill. And now our star salesman, Mr. Don Lowe, steps up to the microphone, clears his throat, and says he,
"Friends, there is one very important reason why you should become acquainted with Alka-Seltzer if you haven't already done so. It is because Alka-Seltzer offers you the one really convenient way to get quick, pleasant relief from most of your everyday ailments. Here, let me show you just how easy it is. First, you drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. This makes a refreshing, alkalizing solution which contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate. You drink it, and it not only relieves the pain and discomfort brought on by headaches, upset stomach, distress after meals, acid indigestion, and other similar aches and pains, but it also actually helps correct the excess acid condition which may be causing your troubles. When you purchase a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets, you get double value because you get double relief. All druggists have these modern effervescent tablets in 30 and 60 cent size packages. They also serve Alka-Seltzer by the glass at their soda fountain. Remember, friends, for convenient, pleasant relief, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Lowe. And now, good people, here's one to try on your piano. Some fancy ivory tickling by the boys of my Broadway band and that old piano mover, yours truly. It's called Oh, Susanna, Dust Off That Old Piano. And gentlemen, let's use all the black and white keys. Oh, Susanna, dust off that old piano. My hands are itching for those keys. Our troubles will go winging the moment we start singing all our favorite melodies. Let's get the gang around that used to hang around, and when the neighbors hear me singing tenor, they'll forget about Cantor and Tenor. Oh, Susanna, I'll let you sing soprano, dust off that old piano tonight. Hit it, man. Oh, look, your father's here, and here's your mother, dear. It's time we had the parlor freshly painted. Time for us to get reacquainted. Oh, Susanna, take off that old bandana, dust off that old piano tonight. Well, boys, we may not have done so well by the white keys, but we certainly took care of the black ones. And now, friends, prepare yourselves for a barrage of good old-fashioned laughs. For here's that soldier of fun and fortune, Johnny Burke, moving up to the front of the microphone.
Hello, Frank. What's on the list this time?
Well, Johnny, since your first broadcast, you've never told us any more soldier stories. Now, how about some more inside information of that famous conflict?
Huh? All right, Frank. I'll tell you how I got in it.
All right.
When they called for able-bodied men to march away to war, I was standing on the corner of the street. When a man from the draft board said, "What are you waiting for?" Standing on the corner of the street. So he took me from the corner of the street, and he drilled me till I couldn't use my feet. He put me on a horse's back to teach me how to ride. When I fell off, the captain swore, then looked at me and cried, "How did you get in this army?" I just looked at him and sighed. I was standing on the corner of the street.
Well, say, Johnny, that song makes us think that you went against your will.
Well, Frank, those that didn't were crazy.
Well, why did you go if you didn't want to fight?
Why did I go? Did I have anything to do with it? They made me go. Besides, Frank, they fooled us. They told us that we were only going over to return Lafayette's visit.
Uh-huh.
And boy, they didn't even show us where he lived. They did a lot of things like that, Frank.
Yeah.
You say, you know those billboards that are outside the recruiting station that says, "Join the army and see the world"?
Yeah, I know.
Well, don't never get hooked in by those things.
No.
Oh, it shows a lot of fellas, you know, one fella's standing there blowing a bugle.
Yeah.
Three or four more sitting around in the grass playing cards in their uniforms that were made to order for them. Well, if our top sergeant ever saw us doing that, he'd swallow his whistle. And boy, the uniforms they gave us when they lined us up, we looked like Coxey's army instead of Uncle Sam's. You should have seen the raincoats they gave us. The raincoats, they should have called them sieves. All they did to the rain was strain it. Why, Frank, I was rained on so much that I felt like a sponge.
Well, tell us one more thing, Johnny. Did you ever get right up at the front where the big guns were firing?
Oh, yes, I saw some of it.
Well, what did you do the first time you heard a big gun real close? Did you stand your ground?
No, sir. I ran. I ran so fast that if I had a feather in my hat, I would have taken off.
Well, I'll bet you ran at the very first shot, huh?
The first shot? Yeah. I'd have ran sooner if I knew they were going to shoot.
Well, say, didn't you have any red blood in your veins?
Yes, I did, but I didn't want to lose any of it.
Well, now, that wasn't very creditable to you, was it, John?
Well, credit didn't mean anything to me, Frank, when my life was in danger.
Well, do you think your life is worth more than anyone else's?
Oh, yes, it's worth more to me.
Well, don't you know that if you had died in action, John, you would have been a hero?
What's the use of being a hero if you can't eat or smell?
Well, if all our soldiers were like you, John, the war would have been lost.
Oh, no, it wouldn't. If all the soldiers were like me, there never would have been a war.
Well, say, Johnny, you're not only a very funny fellow, but a very practical one, too. And good people, after all that blood and thunder of Johnny's, I think we ought to have a little romance by way of contrast. An old-fashioned waltz, for example. So, if you care to dance, Jeannie, let's waltz for old time's sake,
Fortunate is the person who is able to eat whatever he likes. Most of us have to be careful because we've learned from bitter experience that there are certain foods which never seem to agree with us. But there are times, even though we know we shouldn't, that we forget our better judgment and eat and drink the things we like regardless of the consequences. And these are the times when you'll appreciate having Alka-Seltzer as a friend. Call Alka-Seltzer to the rescue and see how pleasantly effective its twofold relief can be. Just toss a tablet or two into a glass of water, wait for a moment as it dissolves, then drink the sparkling, pleasant-tasting solution it makes. Why, say, just to drink it is refreshing. And once you've seen how quickly it brings relief, I know you'll always keep a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets handy. All druggists, you know, have these analgesic alkalizing tablets in 30 and 60-cent size packages, and also serve Alka-Seltzer by the glass at their soda fountain. Try a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer the next time you want to get pleasant relief from an unpleasant, upset stomach.
Oh, say, Johnny, I read where a scientist says that the next war will be fought in the air. Now, do you think that's right?
Oh, Frank, they say a lot of foolish things. Well, I heard the other day where a professor said that our next war was going to be with insects. Now, did you ever hear of a war without insects?
Well, okay, Johnny, we'll see you around real soon. And good people, this is Frank Crummett inviting you to join our little army of funsters when we come marching down the airlines to your house again.